Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Here's Campbell. It's a tale as old as time, Lou. I mean, he's just in between, and he knows they're pounding him in. He's having a hard time laying off that 2-2. Swing and a miss. He could not hold up.
I don't want to read into too much, right? But he hasn't played second in 3 days.
Yep.
It's been David Hamilton out there, Abreu. He's been center field today. Abreu is coming back. It's not like he's your everyday second baseman. He hasn't been out there.
Well, he just did something he never does. He just slammed his helmet, threw it under the back wall of the Red Sox dugout. Here's Connor Wong, who takes the ball low. I mean, it's not easy. He's in a huge rut, and you know he's just scrambled up top.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Are you ready for the return of Rafi Devers, Keefe?
Oh, that was quick. Holy smokes, I thought they just traded him. What happened there?
Back in the Red Sox face.
Wow.
That's tonight,
yep.
Out on the West Coast. You can catch it here if you're a bit of a night owl on WEEI.
Sure.
Red Sox will have to do it without Christian Campbell, who has been demoted
to AAA.
Were you just calling for this yesterday?
You know, I was. Yeah, we did our 60-second plan post-Devers trade. What do you do with the Red Sox? And in that fantastic plan of mine, I said, yeah, I think you got to send him down because you're in it.
Sick brag,
yeah,
bro.
Nailed it right off the rip. No, because you're in it now.
I mean, score one for Keefe. I was like,
I think they were listening.
I was like, stick with the kids.
Do you think
what
some
do I
of
know?
The Red Sox bots were listening and they're like, let's do this. Great idea. Bye, Keefe. So they sent Campbell down. I'm sure he got an automated call from an AI bot.
Yeah.
You have been sent down
you
to
have
Worcester.
Been demoted. Enjoy lovely Worcester.
Stay close to Wormtown. So he's down there and.
We actually just missed it. There was a big festival on Shrewsbury Street.
Is that right?
Say hi to Nick in Worcester.
You got to eat at every restaurant for like $30. It was great.
$1.25, please. So he's down in Worcester, which the team is playing for a playoff spot, despite their record. Like, they're not anything great, but they're right in there in the thick of it.
Mm.
And their lineup isn't very good. And it feels like an automatic out right now. I'm not writing off his career, but right now he is.
Hang on.
Well,
automatic
is.
Out. He was
pretty
hitting
close.
159.
Thank you.
With, 222 slugging.
Yeah, he'll run into one.
Since May. So, I mean, no, let's not say he's an automatic out.
He is the definition of, like, the life comes at you fast meme because he was the rookie of the month in April.
Keith, he hit
and he since hasn't gotten a hit.
He hit 301 with, like, a 900 OPS.
He was AL rookie of the month.
In April.
Yeah.
AL rookie of the month. And then he hit since 159 with like an OPS barely over 400.
See, and his problem is he's not doing anything to say I should be up here. Like, he has no glove.
Nope.
And now he's not hitting. So
running into outs.
Yeah.
He honestly, I don't even, have we even talked about this? He might have the weakest arm since Johnny Damon. Like when he's
Damon, Ellsbury, Crisp, Campbell.
Keith, when he's in the outfield.
Jaren Duran's arm.
Duran's arm, not great.
But better than those. Johnny Damon's arm. It looked like he was throwing with the wrong hand.
When he's in the outfield, yeah. You can really see there's nothing behind that throw. So can't throw,
he's
can't
positionless.
Field. Right now, can't hit.
So, yeah, that's a tough combination.
I don't love it. Yeah,
because normally I'm with you, like, let's play the young guys. And they're now almost forced into a spot where even though Roman Anthony is hitting 074, we're not sending him down. Like, you're keeping him. You're going to see if he. Well, not yet.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
But I want to see what he can do. But we've seen enough of Campbell where you got to send him down for now. The lineup isn't good enough to sort of carry him and like let him figure it out. Like you need to give yourself a better chance. So I thought maybe they would wait for Bregman to come back. That'd be sort of an easy send down. But Willie Abreu, I think, is going to be called up today. I don't think that's happened yet. It's, 7 o'clock out there right now, but he'll probably be up. You got to make room. So Campbell going down makes sense. It does. And now I don't want a lot of David Hamilton, and we'll see what they end up doing with the rest of the lineup, but Campbell needs to be sent down. And guys have brought this up a million times. We've talked to Bradford about it weekly. Jackson Holliday, Mike Trout got sent down his first year. So it doesn't mean you're done. It's disappointing for him, I think, for the fan base, because you're like, all right, the big three are all finally up here together. Let's see what this looks like. Unfortunately, he is swimming on, it's over his head right now. So he needs to get sent down, get some confidence. Also, pick a position. Give him a position in Worcester.
What are you giving him in Worcester?
So it might be first base.
I would give him first base.
It might be first base.
You're already going down. You're already working on stuff. Work on that.
My plan was Story to first base for the Major League club, but the best scenario maybe, if they don't want to do that, and it feels like they probably won't. So this is more from the Cora Breslow aspect of it. If everybody's healthy and you have Bregman at third, Story at short, Marcelo Meyer now at second base, maybe Christian Campbell plays first. And if you need to get Rob Refsnyder in the lineup or Toro in the lineup or whatever, fine. Campbell, maybe when he comes back up, maybe he doesn't have to play every single day, just the majority of the games. But yeah, get him working out at first base, because who the hell knows even with like the future of Tristan Casas? Like that might be his spot if he could play first base.
Oh, if Campbell comes back up and is hitting and can he halfway decently field it, it might be his spot. I agree. So I'm not surprised he got demoted. I personally wouldn't have done it. We talked about this yesterday. I would have waited until Bregman came back. That felt like a more natural time to do it. And he may not be far off. What did he put out on social media? Turp was telling us about?
Oh, yeah. He had a full battery, and then a devil face emoji.
Nice. So, I mean, maybe.
Hail Satan!
So maybe he's closer to coming back than I realized.
Yeah.
I probably would have waited to do it then, but whatever. I'm not shocked. I'm not faulting the Red Sox for sending him down. I'll fault them for some other things, and we can discuss it here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up and text us, 617-779-7937. Already a good text that came in. The AI bot would definitely mispronounce Worcester.
Oh, Worcester.
Yeah, that's, there's no way. There's no way the AI bot
that's a good point.
Has figured out that's how fair. To say Worcester. You can also interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and watch along on YouTube as well. And chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. It's Top 5 Friday. We are going to rank the top five current Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
It's harder to do than one might think.
I think there's
great, Bob.
I think there's going to be a consensus at the very top.
Yeah.
But then after that, I'm curious who you have, because I spent a lot of time trying to figure out four and five.
The kids could be on there. I agree. The top of the list probably makes sense.
Top of the list is pretty straightforward.
Without Devers and some of the changes that they've made, even injuries that they have, probably not as easy to come up with that than you may think. So we'll give you the top five current Red Sox, and then we can see how we feel about that.
Yeah.
We got a Friday four-pack at 11:30, and we'll also do the weekend review at 12:45. So stay tuned for all of that. Again, with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Are we worried they already ruined Christian Campbell? Like, rushed him to the bigs in part. I agree with the Twitch chat on this, and I think we've been talking about this pretty much since he signed it. The reason he opened camp with the Red Sox and they rushed him through spring training into the big leagues, where he had a poor spring. He ended up on an uptick, but he had a poor spring. The reason he broke camp and Meyer and Anthony didn't is because he played ball on a contract. They did not. So they rushed him here. They jammed him in. They paid him. And are you worried they've already ruined what was a top flight high-end prospect in Christian Campbell?
No, I'm not. And I think part of it is he did have success early. So it's not like he got called up too soon and was bad the whole time. Then you could say, all right, well, maybe they did kind of bungle this. And I do think all three of these guys, they didn't really go about it the best way possible. But let's just take Campbell on his own. He did play ball with him on a contract. That is got to be a big reason why he was with the club. However, he's also a right-handed stick. The other two aren't.
Right-handed stick at a position of need.
They didn't have a second baseman.
Although it turns out he can't play.
You could make a real easy argument that he's also not a second baseman, right. But that was the one position. Like, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer were blocked by real major leaguers at their position. So you're like, all right. And they're lefty, like the whole lineup basically was, at least to start the year when you had Devers and Casas. So Campbell made sense. We were going through it during spring training, and you're saying, all right, you have David Hamilton, didn't exactly win the job either. Vaughn Grissom certainly didn't win the job. Christian Campbell didn't win it, but he was like as good and showed some flashes. So you're like, I get why he's there. You have him start the year, and then he starts pretty well. And it's been really bad since. I think more so than like the idea of having to move him down, which we already sort of outlined has happened before, and guys have bounced back and had Hall of Fame careers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I never liked the idea of him being a second baseman, but then also a center fielder, and then also like a left fielder, and then like, let's get him some grounders at first. It was like, this guy's trying to figure out major league pitching. He's also trying to figure out a position, and then you're sticking him in the outfield. And now you're taking time away from whether it's BP or just working on stuff at second. You're having him field grounders at first, and that's all well and good. Like, he's a good team player, which we just got through talking about how important that can be. But I don't know. I think they need to find a spot for him. That's more important than, oh, he's been really cold for the last month and a half at the plate. Like, can he snap out of it? Yeah, I hope so. I hope that he can. Obviously, he was billed as a top prospect for many reasons, but give him a position. Like, I think that would be the best chance for him to have success.
Yeah, and I agree, or I acknowledge rather, that going down to the minors, learning a new position and trying to get his confidence back up, that is a lot to put on his plate, but easier said than done in Worcester. And if that's the best spot for him to come back up and eventually help the team, and I don't know what the timeline is for that. If he goes down and he starts raking again, he can come back to me in a couple of weeks. I don't know what they're looking at for a timeline. If he goes down and struggles, well, then stay down there and figure it out. He's barely had, I'll look up the numbers here in a second, he's barely had any time at AAA. He's barely really had any time beyond single A.
No, he was pretty quick.
So go down there, and whenever you get your confidence back, and whenever you look like the prospect that you were again, you can come right back up. You just said it, Keith. I mean, there's plenty of guys who come up and struggle and get sent back down. Jack Caglione.
Yeah,
that's J.A.C. Before the two dongs, Keith, he was given a day off. They were talking about maybe sending him back down.
Yeah.
And that's another one of the top.
Like the 170s.
Yeah,
another,
I mean, early.
Roman Anthony looks at that and goes, 170?
Wow, nice. Double my average?
But, you know.
Triple? That's like one more hit.
That's true.
Yeah, he'll get there.
Tristan Casas math. But, no, there's plenty of prospects who come up. They struggle initially.
Oh, yeah.
They get sent back down. And then they move. I don't think they've ruined him yet.
No.
But I do think.
They didn't do him any favors.
Well, they rushed him to the big leagues for the wrong reasons. They rushed him to the big leagues because they thought he was the crown jewel of their development system. They thought Driveline had figured out his swing. You can go back and read Jeff Passan. We did at the time. at the beginning of the year, early April, even before Campbell May even broke the camp with the club, they were talking him up and talking him up as the pride and joy of their development and drive line again, overhauling his swing. So
let me ask you this.
I think they it's evidence that they brought him to the bigs for the wrong reason. I don't think they've ruined him yet. I'm not there yet, but they did rush him for what?
So I wouldn't have done this, and we talked about it at the time, but knowing what we know now, would they have been better off having Bregman play second base? And you never have an issue with Devers. Now, he's butchering the ball at third base still, but he's still your third baseman. Bregman's your second baseman, and Campbell's been in the minors this whole time. Would they have been better off?
I mean, I would say I would lean no, but yeah. I would leave the door open to, they might be better off.
You don't I wonder
piss,
if they
you don't
regret
piss off
that.
Devers, but you also don't know how Bregman would play second.
No, I know.
Devers continues to kick the ball around
and
third.
So I wouldn't have done it because I think you wanted to improve your infield defense, and that's not really doing that. Like you don't take the Gold Glove third baseman from a year ago and be like, hey, play second base while this guy
and
continues
also,
to lead the league in errors. So I wouldn't have done that, but I wonder if they're like,
also, where the hell does Campbell play in that? Like, let's
minors.
No, but I'm saying, but let's say Campbell rakes in the minors. He goes back, he's in Worcester, he's raking in Worcester, and now he's knocking on the door, and you don't even have a spot for him.
No. Now, I guess, depending on, butterfly effect, if Casas goes down, maybe that's when, in the minors, you move him to first.
Or Bregman eventually gets hurt, I guess.
Or right.
But, looking at it, here were his at-bats above
Christian Campbell?
Yeah. Low-level minor leagues, right?
Okay.
Like the Sally high A rookie ball, things like that.
Yeah.
In Worcester, he had 70 at bats. In Portland, he only had 255.
Wow.
So, I mean, you're not talking about a long. He only played 56 games in Portland and 19 in Worcester.
Yeah, he's not Brian Daubach.
So he zoomed through the minor leagues, and it turns out the Red Sox rushed him. Now, I don't think they've ruined him. I still believe in him as a prospect, although.
Less.
Definitely
honestly,
less.
Honestly, less. And I think, like, Roman Anthony was number one with the bullet as far as prospects. And then depending on which prospect rankings you were looking at, Meyer and Campbell would like flip spots. Not that Meyer's ripping the cover off it, but when you just watch the two now, we've had a chance to watch Campbell now for a whole season. We've seen Meyer now every day for whatever it is, 20 games. Not every day. If it's a lefty, he's not out there. But just from that sample size, doesn't Meyer look like the much better prospect?
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Much better.
And it's not even close. Defensively, he's the one who belongs right now.
Yeah.
Meyer belongs in the big leagues right now, defensively. Anthony, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Campbell, definitely not.
No.
So it's going to come down to, can these guys hit? And are you worried at all about Meyer and Anthony and their slow starts? I'd say Meyer homering and having a two-homer game prior to that, I feel like the arrow's pointing up there. I'm not nervous about Anthony yet either, but we keep saying this, and until he starts hitting, we're going to continue to say it. Like, you gotta start not just giving us a good competitive at-bat.
Yeah.
That's got to start turning into production, or it's going to snowball for him. He's going to do the same thing I'm sure Campbell did, which is start to press and stare. I've heard Lou talk about this. Your average is right there staring you in the face on the scoreboard.
Oh,
we all know what it is. At some point, that is going to get in your head. I'm not saying send him down.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm panicked yet, but if they rush Campbell, it's possible they're rushing these other guys too, or they're rushing may not be the right word. They're skipping steps developmentally with these guys.
Yeah, but right now you're also in a spot where you don't have any other options.
That is a real downside of the Devers trade.
Yes,
you're like, we're all in on these guys, and if they're not ready,
right,
you really don't have a pivot.
Now, obviously, Willy Abreu and Bregman coming back, that helps. Those are two major leaguers that should be in the lineup every day, especially in the case of Bregman. But just for giggles, if you were like, hey, these guys need a little bit more seasoning, and you brought Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer down, like, what is your lineup? Meanwhile, you are currently a playoff team. You are the third wild card in the American League. And you're trotting out a lineup with Hamilton, Toro, Gonzalez, like all these guys on a nightly basis. Like, that's what you have. That's tough. Like, they really need, this isn't like a bonus. This isn't like, and like on top of it, you got Meyer and Anthony. It's like, no. Those guys are pretty much going to have to carry your offense.
Yeah. So rushing Meyer and Anthony isn't the right way to phrase it, because those guys weren't rushed. We were begging for them to come up. But are they developing them the proper way? And did they do that with Christian Campbell? And are you worried the steps they skip with Campbell, they're doing the same thing with these other two? You can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll, of course, get to Rafael Devers. His revenge weekend against the Red Sox starts tonight on WEEI in San Francisco. Where does this rank for individuals going against Boston sports teams, their former team, in a revenge game situation. We can get to that. And your thoughts on Devers this weekend.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.